From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the major contests at the Beijing Olympics will take place out of sight in a laboratory. It's the competition between athletes who cheat and the scientists trying to catch them. Doping tests have come a long way in recent years, but as NPR's John Hamilton reports, the dopers always seem to stay a few strides ahead.
The International Olympic Committee plans to conduct 4,500 doping tests in Beijing, the most ever. And John Fahey, who runs the World Anti-Doping Agency, even put out a video to declare his confidence in those tests.
If the cheats turn up, I am satisfied that they are more likely to be caught at these Olympics than in any other Olympics in its history.
But Fahey stopped short of saying the games will be clean, or even that most of the cheaters will be caught. Charles Yeselis of Penn State University has spent decades studying doping in sport. He points out that just a few years ago, testing failed to catch several U.S. track stars, including Marion Jones and Tim Montgomery.
The cream of the crop of the best track team in the world were dirty, and between them, they passed hundreds of drug tests.
They were caught several years later when their names turned up during a criminal investigation into Balco, a lab that supplied designer steroids to elite athletes. You can test for designer drugs, says John Daniso from the University of Utah, but only if you know what you're looking for.
If somebody comes up with a completely novel drug that, you know, we don't know to look for it, yeah, it's possible that we can miss it.
Another problem is that dopers are using synthetic versions of stuff the body already makes, like human growth hormone, or EPO, which boosts red blood cells. Even sophisticated tests can't always tell the difference. Also, there are so many new drugs that it's hard for testers to keep up. Yeselis says these drugs are intended for people with deadly diseases like cancer or muscular dystrophy.
But there are these unethical medical scientists that are sitting up in the trees like vultures ready to pounce on them for their use in athletics, and some of these drugs work well.
Looking ahead, even knowing what drugs to test for won't be enough. Future dopers are likely to try gene doping, which will be almost impossible to detect. Lee Sweeney from the University of Pennsylvania is working with a gene that can be injected into a muscle and make that muscle larger. It works on rodents and dogs, and Sweeney's getting lots of queries from athletes. He says a typical pitch goes like this.
I read about your work. I understand it's not yet in people, but I really would like to try it, and maybe that would help further your work. That's the sort of spiel I get.
He turns these people away, and he doubts athletes know enough to try gene doping on their own. But Sweeney gets why would-be dopers are so intrigued by his approach.
It affects only the muscles that you inject, and so there's nothing in the blood to detect in those cases. And so in those, you know, if we were able to perfect that sort of delivery in humans, then there would be nothing in the blood or the urine for WADA to test for.
They would actually have to remove part of the muscle and test that. Doping experts say better tests are catching people who wouldn't have been caught just a few years ago. But that's not going to get rid of the cheaters.
The Olympics and the power and the money behind it is just too big.
Don Catlin runs a company called Anti-Doping Research. He says elite athletes simply have more money than the World Anti-Doping Agency or its U.S. counterpart.
WADA has a budget of 23 or 24 million. USADA has 2 or 2.5. When you're up against a problem of this nature and magnitude, those amounts of money just can't do it.
Catlin says there will be clean athletes who win their events in Beijing. There's just no way to tell who they are. John Hamilton, NPR News.